new trade alert, and details of the latest trade recommendations. Welcome to this audio issue of Trading Club, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company. All rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. Before getting into today's issue, a quick announcement. We learned that some investors were unable to purchase calls in the Tucrium Wheat Fund, NYSE, WET, that we recommended yesterday, due to trading restrictions on this instrument in their retirement accounts. So today, we're recommending an alternative trade in fertilizer maker Nutrien, NYSE, NTR, for those who were unable to purchase the WET calls, via the following options. Action to take: buy 4 Nutrien, NYSE, NTR, calls, expiring June 18, 2026, up to $6 per share. The recent price of this contract was $4.35 per share. This 4 contract position should provide a roughly equivalent position size as our WET call trade, with a total capital commitment of up to $2,400 at our buy-up to price. We plan to purchase one of these Nutrien calls for our live trading account in order to track the position. For subscribers who were able to purchase the WET calls, you have the option to follow along with this trade, or to ignore this recommendation and simply own WET calls. These two positions won't be exactly the same, but they each express the same general idea of a fertilizer and natural gas shortage. We will provide a full overview of the thesis for this position in this week's Friday update. Now, on to today's issue, where we provide the detailed rationale behind each trade recommended yesterday, as well as the market analysis inspiring some of these investment ideas. We will publish the actual trades and the prices we received in the Trading Club forum after placing these trades today, with the exception of the Nutrien trade, which we will place tomorrow. We will also record a video walking through each trade, which we plan to release later this week. Let's begin with analyzing the key risk hanging over the global economy: the war with Iran. This is shaping up to be the biggest geopolitical shock since the 1970s OPEC oil embargoes, and we believe we could see a repeat performance of what transpired in financial markets during that decade. Running the 1970s playbook. Before giving our opinion on the matter, it's worth noting what the market is telling us. So far this year, investors have already begun pricing in a repeat of the 1970s. During that era, an energy price shock acted like a giant tax on the economy, sucking consumer purchasing power into higher commodities prices, and it resulted in a decade-long period of economic stagnation and high inflation known as stagflation. Virtually every financial asset suffered a lost decade. Most businesses faced a 1-2 punch of higher input costs and weak consumer demand, and the majority of economic value accrued to the small handful of companies on the winning side of the price shock, those who owned the commodities, or were indirectly involved in commodities production. We're seeing that dynamic appear again today, with energy stocks up 41% year-to-date, YTD, followed by other industrial and commodity-related sectors as the only winners. Meanwhile, companies reliant on consumer demand and overall economic growth have all slipped into negative territory. Fortunately, we've mostly been on the right side of this trend so far. We first began warning about the possibility of a U.S. strike on Iran on January 13, noting at the time, a major military engagement with Iran could shake up global energy markets. The country is not only responsible for exporting 2 million barrels of crude oil per day, but it also holds sway over the Strait of Hormuz, a narrow maritime passage about 20 miles to 60 miles wide, through which 15 million to 20 million barrels of crude oil flows each day. This makes it one of the world's single greatest choke points on global oil exports. We began increasing our exposure to energy and energy-related sectors, and that's a theme we plan to continue with going forward. There was one key tell in early January that signaled an imminent military action in Iran: the massive buildup of military equipment outside the Persian Gulf, including the deployment of 2 aircraft carriers into the region. And now, despite the repeated claims of an imminent peace deal from the Trump administration, actions are telling a different story. Namely, the movement of thousands of additional troops into the Persian Gulf, including amphibious assault groups and the 82nd Airborne. These troop deployments will only be useful for one thing: a major escalation toward a boots-on-the-ground invasion of Iran, and that means a lengthy, drawn-out conflict. Should this occur, it's a big problem for the global economy. Since the war in Iran broke out on February 28, we've continuously reiterated one simple idea: time is the enemy. Each day of simply maintaining the status quo, where shipping traffic through the Strait of Hormuz remains static, the oil market hemorrhages an estimated 12 million barrels per day, BD, of supply. And even after accounting for roughly 2 million BD of short-term supply from Strategic Petroleum Reserves, SPR, that still leaves a gaping hole of around 10 million BD of fewer barrels getting to global markets, Here's the latest estimate across all current supply disruptions in the Middle East. The net effect of this supply deficit, even after factoring in SPR releases, is a roughly 10% hit to global oil supplies. Should this situation persist, the market will eventually have to balance by pushing prices high enough to wipe out approximately 10% of global oil demand, which most analysts estimate will occur at somewhere around $150 to $200 per barrel, up from around $100 today. And that's a recipe for a global recession. The market hasn't yet fully priced in this supply disruption due to a significant amount of oil on water inventory from oil tankers that were in transit before the war broke out. But as these tankers that were loaded with crude oil before the war drop off their cargoes, the world will begin feeling the acute impact of today's supply shock as new shipments grind to a halt. JP Morgan analysts have mapped out the timing of these impacts for key regions around the globe, as shown below, with the red lines showing oil flows from the Persian Gulf. Based on this analysis, the full brunt of disrupted oil shipments will begin showing up in Asia on April 1, tomorrow, followed by Europe on April 10, and North America on April 15. If our prediction is right that the conflict is headed toward a boots-on-the-ground escalation, it's likely that the war will extend well past the April 15 deadline when oil shipments are fully disrupted across the globe. At that point, we'll begin seeing acute physical shortages and wide-scale demand rationing. The market is already beginning to price this in, with West Texas Intermediate crude oil, the key North American benchmark, on track for its largest monthly gain on record, up more than 60% so far this year. The last time oil prices spiked was in 2022, which also happened to be the last year when stocks suffered a bear market, and it's no coincidence that the broad market index has now entered into correction territory, down 10% from their prior highs. There's a clear historic parallel with higher energy prices working against the stock market. Over the last four decades, every recession or bear market has been preceded by a rapid increase in oil prices. The current energy supply crisis threatens to eclipse all of these historic oil price spikes. That's because this crisis isn't limited to oil. The disruption in the Strait of Hormuz has also impacted the global supply of the following list of critical commodities: 20% of liquefied natural gas, LNG, 40% of fertilizer, 45% of sulfuric acid, 30% of helium. Another key difference: this is the first time we face the prospect of huge swaths of critical infrastructure for producing these commodities being destroyed by the war, meaning these supply disruptions could persist well after a peace deal is finally reached. So how to prepare for such an outcome? We once again return to the closest historic parallel, the 1970s. The key to survival was owning commodities, which provided the only safe haven against a lost decade in the overall stock market. While we remain open to the idea of de-escalation and a return to normal, the window is rapidly closing to achieve that outcome before a crippling commodities shortage takes down the global economy. Our plan: hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. With that backdrop, let's move on to the new trades we introduced yesterday, starting with our hedging trades. Hedging trades. The thing about hedging is that it always comes at a cost. The least costly option is simply holding cash, as that's the one hedge that doesn't come with the potential of losing money. And given the wide dispersion of outcomes on the table, which we acknowledge includes the possibility of a sooner-than-expected peace deal with Iran, holding a high cash balance is the least costly option to protect against future downside. If we see signs of a resolution in the Iran conflict without significant economic fallout, we'll begin putting that cash to work. But if things go the other way, holding dry powder will provide a nice buffer against the prospect of a bear market. With an estimated 26% of the portfolio remaining in cash following today's new trades, that should provide us with plenty of optionality for either outcome. Next, we reiterate our recommendation for the hedging trade designed to protect against a downturn in the overall markets, with a particular emphasis on the technology-heavy NASDAQ 100 index. The trade we recommend is buying put options on the Invesco QQQ Trust, NASDAQ QQQ, which is an exchange-traded fund, ETF, that tracks the NASDAQ 100. For more details on the background behind this trade and how it works, please see our special report, The Insurance Trade with 10x Upside, which you can find here. If you don't already have a position, we recommend the following trade. Action to take: buy to open one Invesco QQQ Trust, NASDAQ, QQQ, $580 put option, expiring June 30, 2026, up to $25 per contract, recent trading price of $36.69. Note that this contract currently trades above our buy-up to price. We recommend placing a good until canceled limit order at $25 and waiting patiently for an opportunity to buy at that price. With this trade, we aim to hedge around 50% of the portfolio, at a cost of 1% to 2% of total capital per trade. And we're looking for a trade that can increase in value by 10x in the event of a 40% to 50% market decline. In this case, The QQQ would need to fall by about 40% from its recent price of $562 to $330 in order for this hedge to increase in value from $25 to $250. Here's another way to think about this trade. Purchasing this put option provides an effective 100-share short position in QQQ at a price of $580. That works out to $58,000 of effective short exposure, about 60% of our $96,000 of invested capital. As we detail in our special report, the point of this trade is not to protect against a modest decline of 10% to 20%. That's typical market volatility that we can survive. We're aiming to protect against the worst-case scenario of a market collapse. In that scenario, we need a hedge that can generate outsized returns to offset what will likely be significant losses elsewhere in the portfolio. In most cases, these hedges expire worthless for the simple fact that over time the market goes up. In this case, the hedge will only pay off if QQQ trades significantly below $580 at expiration. And if QQQ trades above $580 at expiration, the option expires worthless and we lose the full investment. So we seek to control the cost of these hedges, which is why we recommend a strict limit of paying no more than $25 per share for this contract. This allows us to achieve the goal of an asymmetric payoff, large upside, with minimal downside. Next, let's get into our key area of focus for today's trades. Commodities. Commodities trades. As described earlier, the war with Iran is unleashing one of the greatest commodity supply shocks in history. We recently outlined the bull thesis for a range of commodity stocks in a special report called the AI Halo, companies with hard assets and low obsolescence risk, which are unlocking the choke points of the AI boom. These companies own the land, water rights, energy, and other critical materials required for today's data center buildout. We were in the final stages of completing this report when the Iran war broke out. And as it happens, nearly all of these stocks play into the same stagflation thesis that has now taken center stage in our market outlook. The one exception is America's largest concrete supplier, Omrise, AMRZ. We originally planned to recommend a position in Omrise, but we're now putting that on hold. The reason: Omrise is heavily exposed to key cyclical segments of the economy, including residential sales to homeowners, 23% of sales, and commercial and industrial buildings, 49% of sales. And even though we expect data center spending will likely hold up a portion of the industrial segment, that leaves a lot of its business at risk of declining during a sharp recession. As a result, we're putting Omrise on our watch list for now. However, we are reiterating our bullish view on the remaining AI Halo stocks, including: all remaining AI Halo stocks are related to energy production in America, including the following four stocks: Permian Oil and Gas Royalty Company, Viper Energy, NASDAQ, EVNU, the Permian's largest produced water infrastructure business, WaterBridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, WaterBridge's sister company, and Landlord, LandBridge, NYSE, Pound, America's largest shale gas driller, EQT, NYSE, EQT. Each of these businesses is related, directly or indirectly, to American energy production, and they all just became a lot more valuable following the current geopolitical shock, as we expect U.S. oil and gas to help fill the void of the disruption in the Middle East. Three of these businesses are focused on the Permian Basin, the most valuable energy production zone in the world. Each day, it churns out 6.6 million barrels of oil, or about half of the U.S. total. If the Permian were its own country, it would rank as the fourth largest oil producer globally, just behind Russia. And it's one of the lowest cost oil basins in the world, with break-even rates as low as $40 per barrel in the most productive regions. When it comes to owning energy stocks, accept no substitute. Trade 1. Viper Energy Cash Secured Puts. With the first new commodities trade, we're doubling up on our highest conviction name in the group. Viper Energy, NASDAQ, VNM, one of the world's best energy royalty companies, with 96,000 acres in the heart of the Permian Basin. Here's the key bull thesis for Viper. Even without a prolonged supply crisis and oil averages $60 per barrel, the business will generate roughly $1 billion in free cash flow this year. Trading at a current market capitalization of just $17 billion, Viper is valued at around 16x free cash flow on this bear case price scenario, or a nearly 50% discount to the S&P 500. But if oil remains at current levels of around $100 per barrel, the stock is dirt cheap, approaching a single-digit multiple on free cash flow. This makes it one of our favorite no-brainer stocks to own in today's environment. We already own 200 shares of Viper Energy in the Trading Club tracking portfolio, and we recommend buying up to $55 per share. Now, we're adding to exposure with a put-selling trade designed for one of two outcomes: either A, acquire more shares at a discount to the current price, or B, generate income at a highly attractive rate of return via the following trade. Action to take. Sell to open 2 Viper Energy, NASDAQ, Venom, $48 cash secured puts, expiring on June 18, 2026. The recent trading price for this contract was around $3.25, and we suggest selling down to as low as $2 per share. This trade will require $9,600 in capital set aside as restricted cash in order to make good on the 200-share purchase commitment of Venom at $48 per share. Here's a snapshot of the trading inputs for this position. From here, one of two outcomes is possible. If NUM trades below $48 at expiration, we will buy 200 shares at $48. Based on a recent price of $3.30 per share option premium, the effective cost basis will be $44.70 per share, the $40 strike price minus the $3.30 option premium. If NUM trades above $48 at expiration, we will earn an estimated $660 in premiums and the option will expire worthless, meaning we are not obligated to purchase shares. Relative to our $9,600 capital commitment, that's a 7% return over 80 days, or 35% annualized. See our put selling calculator for analyzing the return potential on put selling trades. Trade 2. WaterBridge cash secured puts. Next up are the Permian produced water companies, including WaterBridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, and its sister company LandBridge, NYSE, Pound. As Permian shale drillers ramp up production in response to the current energy shortage, a lot more produced water will flow directly into an improving earnings outlook for both businesses. We currently own 100 shares each of WBI and Pound in the Trading Club tracking portfolio. If you don't yet own a position, we recommend buying WaterBridge up to $30 and LandBridge up to $80. We're happy with our current 5% position size in LandBridge, but we want to increase our WaterBridge exposure, which is at just 2%. In the AI Halo report, we made the case for a price target of $53 to $77 for WaterBridge by year-end 2027. But that was before oil rose 60% to $100 per barrel, and so this outlook might prove too conservative. In any case, we believe $30 is a steal. So we're recommending the following put-selling trade today. Action to take. Sell to open 2 WaterBridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, $30 cash secured puts, expiring on June 18, 2026. The recent trading price for this contract was around $4, and we suggest selling down to as low as $3 per share. This trade will require $6,000 in capital set aside as restricted cash in order to make good on the 200-share purchase commitment of WBI at $30 per share. Here's a snapshot of the trading inputs for this position. From here, one of two outcomes is possible. If WBI trades below $30 at expiration, we will buy 200 shares at $30. Based on a recent price of $4 per share option premium, the effective cost basis will be $26 per share, the $30 strike price minus the $4 option premium. If WBI trades above $30 at expiration, we will earn an estimated $800 in premiums and the option will expire worthless, meaning we are not obligated to purchase shares. Relative to our $6,000 capital commitment, that's a 13% return over 80 days, or 77% annualized. See our put selling calculator for analyzing the return potential on put selling trades. Trade 3. Triple Flag Precious Metals cash secured puts. Our next commodities play is in precious metals. Gold and silver prices took a hit during the overall market declines over the past 2 months. We view this as merely a correction in the context of a long-term bull market. Prices were vulnerable following a record rally in 2025, causing gold, silver, and other precious metals mining stocks to register extreme overbought levels in early January. This recent correction was a healthy shakeout of extremes in sentiment, positioning, and leverage. Gold stocks have now gone from overbought to oversold. More than 90% of holdings in the VanEck Gold Miners ETF, GDX, have fallen into a bear market, the highest since April 2023. The last time this happened was in October 2023, after which the GDX rallied by more than 300%. Meanwhile, the fundamental outlook for precious metals has only grown more bullish. One thing we know about war is that it will lead to more deficit spending, more inflation, and thus more pressure on fiat currencies. And this time, wartime spending will be amplified by an acute supply crisis of commodities, leading to persistent inflationary pressure throughout the global economy. Given the confluence of bullish technical and fundamental factors, we believe now is the time to add exposure. And we'll do that with our favorite precious metals royalty company, Triple Flag Precious Metals, NYSE, TFPM. This is one of the most well-run precious metal streamers in the world. Since 2017, it's increased its sales of gold equivalent royalty ounces at 20% annually. And with the benefit of higher prices on top of this growth, it ended last year growing revenue at 60% year-on-year. The majority owner is legendary investor Paul Singer, through his fund Elliott Investment Management, which owns 64% of the shares, making Triple Flag the single largest position in the fund, at 18% of total assets. After a recent 20% decline, Triple Flag trades at just 22x this year's expected earnings. That's a bargain price for one of the fastest-growing, highest-quality royalty businesses in the market. We already own 200 shares of Triple Flag, and we recommend buying shares up to $35. With our current position size at 5% of the portfolio, we want to increase that exposure with the following trade. Action to take: sell to open 2 Triple Flag Precious Metals, NYSE, TFPM, $35 cash secured puts, expiring on May 15, 2026. The recent trading price for this contract was around $4.10, and we suggest selling down to as low as $3 per share. This trade will require $7,000 in capital set aside as restricted cash in order to make good on the 200-share purchase commitment of TFPM at $35 per share. Here's a snapshot of the trading inputs for this position. From here, one of two outcomes is possible. If TFPM trades below $35 at expiration, we will buy 200 shares at $35. Based on a recent price of $4.10 per share option premium, the effective cost basis will be $30.90 per share. The $35 strike price minus the $4.10 option premium. If TFPM trades above $35 at expiration, we will earn an estimated $820 in premiums and the option will expire worthless, meaning we are not obligated to purchase shares. Relative to our $7,000 capital commitment, that's a 12% return over 46 days, or 141% annualized. See our put selling calculator for analyzing the return potential on put selling trades. Next, let's quickly review one of our asymmetric trades in the portfolio. EQT trade review of all the commodity supply disruptions from this conflict. The shortage of natural gas is arguably the most acute. The nation of Qatar produces 20% of the world's liquefied natural gas, LNG, from a single facility, the Ras Laffan Industrial Complex. This is one of the world's most valuable and complex gas processing facilities that took 14 years to build, at a cost of $70 billion. With no ability to export gas from Ras Laffan following the disruption in the Strait of Hormuz, the facility was shut down on March 2, removing 20% of global LNG supply. Then Iran missiles struck the facility, causing significant damage. The magnitude of this supply loss would be devastating in any scenario. But it's particularly problematic given that the major global LNG consumer, Europe, entered the year with depleted gas inventories. The red line below shows European gas storage levels hovering near their lowest levels since 2022. The last time the continent faced a gas supply crisis of this magnitude was after the Russia-Ukraine conflict began in 2022, when Russian gas flows into Europe were cut off. Back then, Europe partially plugged its lost Russian gas supply with LNG, but the disruption was enough to launch a year-long shortage that rippled across the globe, sending U.S. prices to $10 per thousand cubic feet, MCF, the highest level since 2008. We believe the stage is set for another shortage on a similar scale. Ras Laffan won't reach its pre-war output for years. The Iranian missile barrage that struck the facility on March 18 took out 17% of the LNG production capacity. And Qatar's energy minister estimates that repairs will take 3 to 5 years. And even after a peace deal is reached, it will be months before this facility ramps back up. From the day you flip the switch on at Ras Laffan, or any LNG facility, it takes a month to ramp the facility up to full capacity. And given the need for extensive repairs to the facility, that timeline has likely been extended. Qatar recently declared a force majeure on LNG exports until May. That means the world will face a 20% hit to global LNG volumes for 3 consecutive months. And with European inventories hovering near multi-year lows, this will result in a bidding war for the remaining LNG supplies on the market, sending prices soaring. So even in the most optimistic scenario of an imminent peace deal, the world will face a crippling gas shortage this year that will send prices higher globally, likely exceeding the record-setting bull market in 2022. And just like back then, the winners from this trend will be American gas companies. This includes EQT, NYSE, EQT, America's largest and lowest-cost shale gas producer. In our AI Halo report, we forecasted that U.S. natural gas prices could reach $4 to $5 per MCF this year, based on the bullish outlook for energy demand from the AI buildout. In that scenario, we made the case for EQT to rally up toward $95 to $120 per share. But now, with the stage set for a record global gas shortage, we believe $6 or higher is in the cards for U.S. gas prices, which extends our upside price target to $145 per share. We have previously recommended buying the EQT $60 call options expiring on January 15, 2027, to capitalize on a potential gas bull market this year. But given the prospect of a global gas shortage that has raised the high end of our upside target, we're raising our buy-up to price for these calls. If EQT reaches our $145 bull case price target, these calls would be worth $85 per share. As a result, we have revised our original buy-up to price on the EQT call option trade from $10 per share to $15 per share. Action to take: buy to open 4 EQT, NYSE, EQT, $60 calls, expiring on January 15, 2027. The recent trading price for this contract was around $14.60, and we suggest buying up to $15 per share. Here's a snapshot of the trading inputs for this position. Next, we have another asymmetric trade designed to capitalize on the gas shortage, and one which we don't believe the market hasn't come close to pricing in yet. Trade 4, Tucrium Wheat Fund calls of all the commodities facing a supply crisis, all signs point toward wheat ranking at the top of the list. And this also happens to be one of the most underappreciated commodity risks, with U.S. wheat prices trading below their 5-year average at just over $6 per bushel. Wheat is one of the most fertilizer-intensive crops on the planet. A reduction in nitrogen fertilizer application of even 10% can lead to a 5% to 8% drop in wheat yields. And when no fertilizer is applied, say in the case of a global shortage, yields can drop by as much as 50%. And fertilizer supply is facing a two-pronged crisis. First, the direct impact. 50% of urea and 30% of ammonia comes from Middle Eastern countries, whose exports of these products have been completely blockaded since early March. Unlike oil shipments, where alternative pipelines have opened up to bypass the strait, there's no escape valve to let these fertilizer shipments out, and there are no strategic stockpiles for fertilizer. So the world is facing an imminent fertilizer shortage that grows more acute with each day that the strait remains closed. Longer term, there's another problem. The biggest input cost for nitrogen fertilizers is natural gas. And with global gas prices set for a multi-year shortage, we're looking at higher for longer fertilizer prices even if the strait somehow opens back up tomorrow. Now, some believe that America will be immune from the fallout of this supply shortage because of low U.S. natural gas prices. But fertilizer is a globally traded commodity, and the shortages created from the Middle East are pulling exports out of the U.S. That's why U.S. fertilizer prices are also rising at an alarming rate. As shown in the chart of urea prices at the key New Orleans trading hub, the U.S. national benchmark, prices have jumped 60% in the last 2 months to around $700 per ton, the highest level since the prior bull market in 2022 that sent wheat prices to over $13 per bushel. There's no quick fix to rising wheat prices. Building new fertilizer plants takes years, and U.S. plants are currently running at max capacity already. The timing couldn't be worse. Roughly 87% of the world's farmland is located in the Northern Hemisphere, and this supply crunch occurred just at the beginning of the critical spring planting and fertilizer application in the Northern Hemisphere, which runs from March through May. Fertilizer makes up roughly 40% to 50% of the costs of growing wheat, so when fertilizer prices rise, this causes farmers to switch to less fertilizer-intensive crops, like soybeans. U.S. farmers will likely cut back on 3 million to 5 million acres of wheat in favor of soybean production this year, representing a decline in planted wheat acreage of 8% to 11% versus last year. Likewise, in Australia, farmers have announced plans to slash their wheat planted acreage by up to 15%. In India, the world's second-largest wheat-growing region, the situation is more dire. Indian fertilizer plants rely heavily on LNG imports from the Middle East. And with 20% of LNG export volumes offline thanks to the shutdown of the Ras Laffan facility, India is suffering from an acute gas shortage that's caused wide-scale rationing. This includes shutting down some of the country's fertilizer plants while cutting back capacity at others. It's one thing to switch marginal acres from wheat to less nitrogen-hungry alternatives, but it's another thing entirely when huge swaths of acreage receive no fertilizer whatsoever. That's the situation facing India. And as mentioned above, wheat plants that receive no nitrogen fertilizer can suffer declines in yields by as much as 50%. Now, for the moment, the market is showing no sign of panic. That's in part thanks to a bumper crop last year that left global inventories at around 340 million metric tons, or about 13% above the 5-year average. But when the crop reports start coming in over the next several months, some analysts estimate we could be looking at a decline of up to 20% in this year's wheat production. That will not only take out the surplus stockpiles from last year's season, but it will set the stage for an acute shortage going into next year. In that scenario, wheat prices will need to rise to the level that justifies planting a lot of the crop. And the market has a lot of work to do to get there. Take the U.S. case, for example. North Dakota State University publishes a crop report considered one of the leading, authoritative sources for farming economics in the key Northern Plains growing region. Earlier this year, NDSU estimated that spring wheat production costs were at $6.55 per bushel, before the crisis in Iran sent input costs spiking. Since then, fertilizer costs are up 60% along with an 80% rise in diesel fuel, another key input cost. Historically, wheat prices have a strong correlation with energy prices. During the last two major energy bull markets, in 2007 and 2022, wheat prices rallied to as high as $13 per bushel. And yet, despite a record global energy shortage in the making, wheat prices remain depressed at around $6 per bushel, a price we don't expect to last for long. We believe wheat prices are likely headed for new all-time highs if today's supply crisis persists. The instrument we've chosen to express this bullish view is the Tucrium Wheat Fund, NYSE, WET, an ETF that holds a roughly equal weight basket of wheat futures spread over the next 9 months, as shown in its current holdings below. 35% July 2026 Kibot wheat, $6.18 per bushel. 30% September 2026 Kibot wheat, $6.31 per bushel. 35% December 2026 Kibot wheat, $6.73 per bushel. Our view is that at some point before year-end, the market will begin pricing in the looming wheat supply crisis. When that happens, we expect the near-term wheat futures prices to appreciate in value toward record highs of $13 per bushel, which would send the WET ETF above $40. We're recommending WET call options with a $25 strike price. If our $40 price target gets hit, these contracts should appreciate in value to at least $15 per share. In order to give ourselves plenty of time for this trade to play out, we're selecting WET call options that expire in January 27, with the following trade. Action to take: buy to open 5 Tucrium Wheat Fund, NYSE, WET, $25 calls, expiring January 15, 2027, up to $3 per share. The recent price of this contract was $2.20 per share. Here's a snapshot of the trading inputs for this position. Next up is one of our favorite trade types for generating consistent income: covered calls. Covered call strategy. Selling covered calls is a great way to dampen the volatility in a portfolio by generating a consistent source of non-correlated returns. These trades provide a source of guaranteed income returns regardless of whether the underlying stock trades up, down, or sideways. It's the closest thing to free money on Wall Street. The market will pay you for the right to sell your stock at a higher price in the future. But there is one downside you should be aware of, in the form of opportunity cost. When selling covered calls on existing long positions, we're making a trade-off, surrendering future upside in exchange for bringing consistent cash into the portfolio. That means if we own a stock at $100 and sell a covered call at $110, we've capped our total upside at $110. So if the stock jumps to $150, we'll miss out on the next $40 of returns. Some investors don't like surrendering that upside. And it can also generate a tax bill upon the sale of your shares when trading in a taxable account. So before you enter into these trades, you must first decide if you're comfortable agreeing to sell your shares at the option strike price. If not, our advice is simple: don't make the trade. Based on our current market outlook, we don't want to surrender upside on any of our commodity-related stocks. There's simply too much upside potential in these names, especially if the Iran conflict escalates from here. However, for some of the non-commodity-related stocks we currently hold, we're willing to surrender upside in exchange for generating guaranteed income. Each of these non-commodity stocks are engaged in non-cyclical businesses, like defense and consumer staples, that should prove relatively immune from a weak economy. However, if the broader market enters into a steep decline, their share prices could take a hit along with most other stocks, and the income we generate from covered calls will help offset that potential downside. The one category of non-commodity stocks we're excluding from our covered call strategy are software holdings Cellebrite DI, NASDAQ, CLBT, and Figma, NYSE, FIV. We believe these stocks have fallen to levels where the risk/reward is highly skewed to the upside, and we eventually plan to add to both positions on any significant weakness from here, rather than capping our future upside. So the final three trades today will be covered calls on the all three non-commodity holdings in the Trading Club portfolio: Booz Allen Hamilton, NYSE, BAH, Philip Morris International, NYSE, PM, and Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ, SEL. Note, if you don't yet own a position, you must first buy 100 shares of each underlying stock in order to sell a covered call on the shares. All three stocks are currently in our buy-up to range, and we recommend buying 100 shares of each. Trade 5. Booz Allen Hamilton Covered Calls. Booz Allen Hamilton, NYSE, BAH. is the leading federal consultant firm that provides mission-critical services throughout nearly every department of the U.S. government. Booz Allen has quietly been one of the best-performing stocks in the market, generating in excess of 20% compounded annual returns since going public in 2010. Until recently, the shares have dropped by 60% since November 2024, due to federal spending cutbacks from the Trump administration. Since then, the shares have suffered as modest cutbacks in federal spending have contributed to a slowdown in sales growth, from a previous pace of 10% to 15% in recent years, to a 3% decline in the last 12 months. The slowdown in Booz Allen's business has come from cutbacks in civil contracts with the federal government, where most of the cost-cutting and headcount reductions have occurred. However, the company's defense and intelligence segments continue growing at mid-single-digit rates, given Booz Allen's key role in many mission-critical aspects of the military and intelligence services. And with a new war in the Middle East, and a defense budget that's likely to rise from here, we expect these two key segments will continue driving growth for Booz Allen in the years ahead. At $78 per share, Booz Allen trades at just 13x this year's expected earnings per share, EPS, of $6.09. That's the cheapest valuation the company has ever traded for in its history, going back to the 2010 IPO. This year will likely mark the low point in the business, with revenue and EPS expected to return to growth next year. Trading at what a trough valuation at a trough in the earnings cycle, the current setup looks like an excellent risk/reward for this long-term compounder. We're not the only one spotting a bargain in Booz Allen shares. CEO Horacio Rozanski bought 23,800 shares of BAH at $84.66, or a $2 million purchase, in late October 2025. While we wait for the shares to bottom, we plan to generate income from consistent covered call sales, including the following trade. Action to take. Sell to open 1 Booz Allen Hamilton, NYSE, BAH $90 covered call, expiring June 18, 2026. The recent trading price for this contract was around $2.85. Note, you must own 100 shares of BAH before making this covered call trade. Here's a snapshot of the trading inputs for this position. This trade will immediately generate an estimated $285 in upfront cash premiums. From there, one of two outcomes is possible. If Booz Allen closes below the $90 call strike price on the June 18, 2026, expiration date, the option expires worthless and we keep our shares plus $285 in cash premiums. That's a 3.6% return on invested capital over the course of 80 days, or a 17.7% annualized return. If Booz Allen closes above $90 the call strike price on the expiration date, we are forced to sell our shares at $90, and thus we surrender any additional upside above that price. We can determine exactly how much upside we still have on the table by simply adding the option premium to the strike price we've agreed to sell shares at in the future, versus the current price, as follows. Maximum upside. $90 plus $2.85 equals $92.85, or an 18% return relative to the recent $78.49 share price. And since this trade occurs over the course of 80 days, that translates into a 115% annualized return. See our covered call calculator for how to analyze the potential returns on covered call trades. Trade 6. Philip Morris International Covered Calls. Philip Morris International, NYSE, PM, is one of our favorite forever stocks. The company has transformed itself from a stodgy, slow-growing tobacco company into the world's leading provider of less harmful nicotine products. This includes its wildly popular Zyn nicotine pouches, oral pouches containing tobacco-free, synthetic nicotine, and flavors. Zyn is the world's best-selling nicotine pouch brand, with 37% YoY growth last year. The company's other reduced harm product is the Eco's Heat Not Burn tobacco device. As the name implies, the device heats, but does not burn, specially made tobacco sticks. IQOS is the dominant global leader in this category, with 76% global market share and volumes growing at mid-single digits. The growth in Zyn and IQOS has jump-started Philip Morris from a dying tobacco business into a growth stock. Last year, revenue increased by 7% YoY increase while gross profits increased 11% thanks to margin expansion. The business is expected to generate $8.45 in EPS this year, putting its shares at just under 20x forward earnings, with a 3.6% dividend yield. That's a more than fair price for the world's greatest nicotine brand, and a business that should enjoy stable demand and margins regardless of the macroeconomic environment. It sells one of the most addictive legal drugs available, and we don't expect consumers to cut back on their nicotine fix regardless of whether there's war, peace, inflation, or deflation. But even the best businesses can see their share prices decline during a bear market. So we're willing to forgo some future upside in order to lock in guaranteed income on our 100-share position today, with the following trade. Action to take. Sell to open 1 Philip Morris International, NYSE, PM, $175 covered call, expiring June 18, 2026. The recent trading price of this contract was around $6.15. Note, you must own 100 shares of PM before making this covered call trade. Here's a snapshot of the trading inputs for this position. This trade will immediately generate an estimated $615 in upfront cash premiums. From there, one of two outcomes is possible. If Philip Morris closes below the $175 call strike price on the June 18, 2026, expiration date, the option expires worthless and we keep our shares plus $615 in cash premiums. That's a 3.8% return on invested capital over the course of 80 days, or an 18.3% annualized return. If Philip Morris closes above the $175 call strike price on the expiration date, we are forced to sell our shares at $175, and thus we surrender any additional upside above that price. We can determine exactly how much upside we still have on the table by simply adding the option premium to the strike price we've agreed to sell shares at in the future, versus the current price, as follows. Maximum upside. $175 plus $6.15 equals $181.15, or an 11% return, relative to the recent $163.54 share price. And since this trade occurs over the course of 80 days, that translates into a 59% annualized return. See our covered call calculator for how to analyze the potential returns on covered call trades. Before moving on to our next trade, we'll briefly revisit the current open trade on another nicotine company in our portfolio. Reiterating our bullish view on British American Tobacco. British American Tobacco, NYSE, BTI, is the world's second largest nicotine company. It's capitalizing on the same trend as Philip Morris by introducing less harmful nicotine alternatives. Specifically, we're bullish on British Tobacco's Velo brand of nicotine pouches. The company launched a reformulated version called Velo Plus in the US at the end of last year. Since then, it's quickly become the fastest growing nicotine pouch brand in America. And whereas Philip Morris's ZYN sales have decelerated in recent quarters, although it's still the dominant leader with over 60% US market share, Velo sales grew at 47% in 2025, ending the year with 18% market share. We believe Velo is on track to solidify a dominant position in the fast-growing nicotine pouch market. And with the overall category increasing sales at 20% to 30% globally, we believe there's plenty of growth for both ZYN and Velo. The success of its smoke-free segment has propelled British American Tobacco from flat to negative revenue growth in prior years to a 6.6% increase last year. And we believe this is just the beginning of a long-term trend toward accelerating sales and earnings growth. The market has yet to fully price in these improving prospects, with the shares trading at just 12x earnings and sporting a 5.5% dividend yield. We currently hold call options on British American Tobacco, which are trading at our buy up to price. If you don't already have a position, we recommend the following trade. Action to take, buy to open 5 British American Tobacco, NYSE, BTI, $50 calls, expiring January 15, 2027, up to $10 per share. The recent price of this contract was $10 per share. Here's a snapshot of the trading inputs for this position. Next up is our final covered call trade in an up-and-coming energy drink brand. Trade 7. Celsius Holdings covered calls. Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ, sell, is the world's third largest energy drink brand, just behind industry leader Red Bull and the number two company, Monster Beverages, MNST. But it's quickly closing the gap with its larger rivals, with the business growing revenue by 83% YoY in 2025, driven in part by its acquisition of Alani Nu. Across its three core brands of Celsius, Rockstar, and Alani Nu, the company now owns 21% of the market. These market share gains have come at the expense of those two larger rivals, with Monster Beverage declining from over 40% to 27%, while Red Bull has dropped from over 50% to 36%. Shares have dropped by 30% in the last 2 weeks on news that Costco Wholesale (COST) has released a private label energy drink under its Kirkland brand, giving rise to fears of new competition. We believe this is an overreaction. Historically, private label alternatives have struggled to compete in the beverage category. Plus, Celsius sales through Costco only make up about 10% of total revenue, limiting the potential hit even if Kirkland manages to displace a meaningful amount of sales at Costco locations. The upside catalyst for 2026 will be the rollout of Celsius products through PepsiCo's global distribution network. This should allow Celsius to maintain the sales momentum from last year and achieve EPS of around $1.54 this year, putting its forward valuation at just over 22x earnings. Energy drink sales should be relatively immune from a broader economic slowdown. These are habit-forming consumer staples that will likely be among the last items cut from budgets in a weak economy. Still, in a sharp enough downturn, even this normally resilient category could see marginal pressure on sales. So we're willing to forgo near-term upside on the shares in order to lock in guaranteed income on our 100-share position, with the following trade. Action to take. Sell to open 1 Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ, sell, $40 covered call, expiring June 18, 2026. The recent trading price of this contract was around $2.48. Note, you must own 100 shares of sell before making this covered call trade. Here's a snapshot of the trading inputs for this position. This trade will immediately generate an estimated $248 in upfront cash premiums. From there, one of two outcomes is possible. If Celsius closes below the $40 call strike price on the June 18, 2026, expiration date, the option expires worthless and we keep our shares plus $248 in cash premiums. That's a 7.3% return on invested capital over the course of 80 days, or a 38% annualized return. If Celsius closes above the $40 call strike price on the expiration date, we are forced to sell our shares at $40, and thus we surrender any additional upside above that price. We can determine exactly how much upside we still have on the table by simply adding the option premium to the strike price we've agreed to sell shares at in the future, versus the current price, as follows. Maximum upside. $40 plus $2.48 equals $42.48, or a 25.2% return relative to the recent $33.94 share price, and since this trade occurs over the course of 80 days, that translates into a 178% annualized return. See our covered call calculator for how to analyze the potential returns on covered call trades. Based on recent prices, these trades should generate approximately $1,145 in covered call premiums and $2,230 in put premiums. Meanwhile, the put sales commit us to $22,600 in future stock purchases, which will be set aside as restricted cash, plus another $2,200 committed in cash premiums for the call option purchases. The net effect of these trades will leave us with around $96,000 invested, including restricted cash for put sales, and $35,000 in available cash. This will make cash our single largest position at around 26% of the portfolio. And after today's trades, commodities will be the single largest sector in the portfolio. In the meantime, feel free to email us with any questions or feedback at mailbag@portarandcompanyresearch.com. Thank you for joining us in the Trading Club. Good investing. Ross Hendricks, Porter & Company. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hoped you enjoyed this audio issue. In addition to this issue, you should check out our top 3 best buys, where we highlight 3 current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point today. You can find the top 3 best buys under the Best Buys link on our site at porterandcompanyresearch.com.